Tuesday, September 2nd. And all my friends, we have made it. We've made it to week one. Thank you for spending your off season with me. Thank you for being a part of Damon Bruce Plus. And as always, we're brought to you by Ike's Sandwiches, our good friends at the Dubliner West Portal. And at the end of today's live stream, we will be formally announcing when our next Plus Mania is happening. Oh, the leadership council got together and made some big choices. So we will announce when our next Plus Mania is happening at the Dubliner West Portal. It is coming up soon, my friends. So stick around for that. And again, thank you so much to Ike's. Got to get a sandwich today? What are you eating for lunch today? Look at that. What are you getting for lunch today? Let me move this over here so you can see my beautiful friend Ike's Punim right there. The sandwich is right. Any sandwich you get from Ike's is right. Get that Godfather sauce on it. Get delicious. You're going to be happy that you did. Again, the Dubliner West Portal is where Plus Mania is going to be going down. I hope you plan on joining us. We'll tell you all about it at the end of this live stream, so you got a reason to stick through and watch. You'll be among the first to know when we're going to get down, baby. Oh, it's a good time to have football back, don't you think? I think so. Look at that. That's a little obnoxious, don't you think? We can probably get rid of that. And what we do need to call your attention to is this right here. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Is that a new sponsor just in time for football season? I believe it is. I would like to formally welcome our good friends at Sleeper to the program. Sleeper, baby. Here, it's real simple. Right now, you get a 100% deposit match up to $100 using promo code Damon. Now, the link you need to click on is in the description of today's video. And don't forget to use promo code Damon. Sleeper is the best way to have fun this football season with your friends. I mean, you can talk smack, you can chat with each other while your plays are in play. You can celebrate your victories. You can cry over your losses together. It's a little community that's being built over at Sleeper. Think of it as one-stop shopping for all your sports needs. You got a fantasy league. You want the picks contest, which between 2 to 8, you know, legs, what you get is up to 100x payout. I mean, share this with your friends right now. Get rewarded together. Get yourself over to Sleeper and check it out. We're going to be having a lot of fun there together this football season. We're going to be making plays together. We're going to be doing picks together. So, you know, keep tabs. Let's see if we know what we're talking about officially or not, and do it all on Sleeper. Again, thanks to them for being a part of Damon Bruce Plus. It's wonderful to welcome in a new sponsor that will be with us all football season long. Welcome. And again, right now, you can get a 100% deposit match up to $100 using promo code Damon, and use the link that is in the description of today's video to sign up. Welcome to Sleeper. It is great to have you here. It really, really is. It's great to have all of you here. And it is so good to have week one here. I mean, you know, if you think you can predict what the future is, you're going to do really well when you sign up over at Sleeper. And oh, by the way, if you're in the prediction business, I don't know if any 49er fan is in a bigger prediction business today than what CBS Sports is predicting for the 49ers, because they're predicting everything coming the 49ers direction. How about this? John Breach has published his prediction over at CBSSports.com. He predicts the 49ers to finish with a 13-4 record, securing the top seed in the NFC along the way, while Brock Purdy wins the NFL MVP en route to the 49ers beating the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl. He's predicting the triple crown. He likes the Niners to win the West, get the one seed. Brock wins the MVP. Then they go on to win the Super Bowl. And let me just tell you, if that happens, it's going to be a great season for us all over here on the Plus. It's going to be a massive year for all involved if that's the way it indeed goes down. That is some bold predicting. Some really bold predicting over there going on at CBS. So you're telling me that Brock wins the MVP and then the 49ers win the Super Bowl in their own stadium? Okay, CBS, All right. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. It's a little bold, if you don't mind me saying. I cover the Niners. I feel good about them. I don't feel that good about them. But John Breach over at CBS does. Thank you very much. I would officially say, like, slow your roll just a little. Slow your roll just a little. Like, just start with a win in Seattle. Start with a win in Seattle, and then we can talk about one seeds and MVPs and winning a Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium. But I'd like to see them start 1-0 in Seattle. I really would. I'd feel a lot better about any and all predictions with a 1-0 start. Now, if they lose in Seattle, it is not the end of football season, as some will, without a doubt, they'll be running to the internet to predict the 49ers are dead on arrival and nothing's going to happen and fire everybody and everything's awful. It's not going to be that bad, I promise you, even if they start 0-1. But this is a massive first game for the 49ers. It really is. I'm guessing if you're up in Seattle, you have Chaz Surratt handcuffed to a folding chair, and you're just interviewing the hell out of him. Chaz Surratt spent the entire training camp with the 49ers trying to make their roster. He didn't. Seattle picks him up. So I'm guessing they're going to be in Chaz Surratt's ear to learn everything that they can. And of course, Sam Darnold has some institutional knowledge of the way the 49ers do things. This is Sam Darnold's first test since coming out against Minnesota, or coming out in Minnesota, right? And all I can tell you is that, you know, he's now got to make his Seattle debut against the franchise that reignited his career in the NFL. And I like the 49ers' chances of handling Sam Darnold an awful lot. I really, really do. And I think that, you know, in the first look at this game, what do the 49ers do to win on Sunday in Seattle? Well, Mike McDonald's got a strong running game, so slowing that running game down is job one for Robert Saleh in this very young 49ers defense. And if you take that running game as much away from what is working for Seattle on Sunday, you put the game into Sam Darnold's hands, and I feel a lot better about the 49ers winning in Seattle with a game in Sam Darnold's hands rather than on Kenneth Walker III or Zach Charbonneau's legs, right? Like, that is the way you go about beating the Seahawks. Make Sam Darnold have to beat you. Seattle's best strength might be their secondary. So obviously getting the running game going quickly is something that we're going to want to see out of the 49ers as well. Brian Robinson being mixed in with CMC. This is where the season either fits together or starts to come apart right there for the 49ers. Seahawks did address what felt like their biggest weakness, that offensive line. You know, they gave up the fifth most pressures in all the NFL last year. So that's an area where they really wanted to get better. They're very excited about their rookie left guard, Gray Zabel, tightening up that offensive line. That alone sets, you know, what are you watching in this Seahawks 49er game? Watch the A-gap. Gray Zabel, the rookie, trying to open it up for a running game for the Seahawks, and you're going to have two rookies and C.J. West and Alfred Collins for the 49ers trying to shut that down, along with Mykel Williams, whose free lunch officially comes to an end. You know, Mykel Williams has been able to hide in plain sight with all the expectations that usually fall on a team's first round draft pick to carry the weight. Doesn't feel like a lot of weight's been put on his shoulders. So what an interesting first week matchup we got up in Seattle. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great. I'm excited. And you know, more than anything else, I want to hear that Juwan Jennings is excited. The big news over Labor Day weekend is Juwan Jennings is back on the practice field. Now, much has already been made out of who's won or lost. You know, did the Niners officially win by taking a hard stand against, Juwan Jennings? And did Jennings now officially lose? You know, we'll see. You know, I'll tell you right now, if his calf pops early on, nobody wins. That's just bad for ball all the way around. It's good for the football team that Juwan Jennings is back. Full stop. Full stop. Come Sunday, all of the acrimony, all of the holding out, all of the negotiations, which apparently did not go, you know, in any direction that Juwan wanted them to go in. None of it matters when the green flag drops on Sunday. None of it matters. So, you know, anyone who wants to come with it, well, what are you going to do if Juwan is around the locker room just pouting? Is he happy? Probably not. But I really don't care. And what he needs to be more than anything else, what Juwan Jennings needs to be, isn't happy, but excited. Excited that he now has an opportunity to show us all he truly is a $20 million a year wide receiver, and he is going to play so well all year long that the 49ers are going to have major, major regret at the end of this year when he walks for bigger dollars to another franchise who's willing to see how good he is because the 49ers didn't get it. I saw Tim Kawakami, you know, already writing that the overall picture is crystal clear. The 49ers were determined to avoid a major renegotiation of Jennings' contract for the second time in two seasons after giving him a two-year $15 million restructuring back in May of 2024, and Jennings had to accept that he really couldn't force them into anything new. Yeah, that's the way it all played out. It probably could have played out a little differently. It would have been a lot nicer if this had played out a tad more discreetly behind pulled curtains. But that's not how anything works anymore. You got to go to social media. You got to complain. Everybody's on everything. What matters is third and Juwan becoming a first down. Football is what matters in this relationship now. That's what matters. That's what I'm here to cover. You know, I think that Juwan has very interesting NFL value. What his real NFL value is officially is undetermined, about to be determined by the reps he gets in a much more anticipated role this year than he has had in last year's. I mean, you're going up to Seattle and your first two receivers off the bus are Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings. So good to have him back at practice. I guess that calf injury kind of healed up pretty well. Good, good. I'm glad. I really am. Whether it be true or fiction or whatever or somewhere in between, two things can be equally true. Let's go. Let's go. Get on the field, play good football, stay healthy, and your finances are going to work themselves out. You know, that's one thing I know. If Juwan Jennings finishes this year with what everyone agrees was a really good year, he's got really big money coming to him this offseason from somebody somewhere. I can promise you that. So good luck, Juwan. I'm rooting for you. I really am. And the Niners need you. No pouting, no complaining, no dauber down. You think you're $20 million a year, big boy? Let's see it. Let's see it. Cheers. I think we're going to have ourselves a little sip of the day. It feels like it's ready to go. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Couple of supers coming in early here. This is from Joe Sullivan saying, fresh ganja jar incoming. Oh, Joe, I'll be very happy to see you once again. Joe doesn't fill the ganja jar with cash deposits or ideas. He fills the ganja jar with ganja. Thank you very much, Joe. You're my kind of guy. Thomas is saying, I hope the 49ers use Garendo as a flex. Look, whatever you thought Isaac Garendo was about to be, them signing Brian Robinson Jr. changes it a little, does it not? Sounds like you're trying to talk some fantasy drafting into reality. I wish you the very best of luck. I hope it all goes well for you. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would have Juwan Jennings starting this week if I'm rolling out with the 49ers. I don't know if you can start that guy. I don't know. I want to see what he is. Mike Baker says, real simple, this is a super. It sure is, Mike, and I thank you for it very, very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I appreciate all you being here. I appreciate you signing up for Sleeper. Check it out. I mean, really, I want you to check this out this football season. It is fun. I am in. I will be playing. And you need to be playing an $100 deposit match up to $100. Use promo code Damon when you sign up. The link is in the description of this video. Check that out, if you would, please. And use promo code Damon when you sign up. It's going to be an awful lot of fun over there. We'll lay down a little action later this week on a few props around this 49ers Seahawks game. And don't forget, we will be doing a live stream during the 49ers Seahawks game. Choose Damon Bruce Plus as your second screen, if you would please sign up to subscribe to the channel. Like this live stream right now, help the algorithm kiss me right here on the forehead. I would really, really appreciate it, but I would appreciate it mostly if you tell other football fans about what you're seeing here and how this is a place where good, smart football fans hang out during something we like to call football games. And I hope you plan on joining us this season. I really do. Thomas is coming in saying, I really meant as a gadget guy for a few plays. I mean, Garendo shouldn't be just totally benched or tanked, but I don't think he's going to be used an awful lot. I think he will be used sparingly. And, you know, yes, I mean, he's got a role to play on this team, but it's less of a role now that Brian Robinson Jr. is here. And, you know, I heard Kyle Shanahan talking about he's going to mix in Brian Robinson Jr. around Christian McCaffrey. I think he did an interview on KNBR where he basically said, you know, you got to have two guys. I want to have two guys. I want to have somebody who I can depend on. And I love running backs. You know, Shanahan's talking about how, you know, if it were up to him in an ideal world, you know, Shanahan, as much of an offensive mastermind as, you know, he claims to be and as he's been acknowledged to be in football, I think all football coaches, in a weird, strange way, are all Woody Hayes. You know, they're cool with 3 yards in a cloud of dust because just running the football means you're dominating a football game. And if you can do that all football game long, you know it. You know it feels good to dominate a football game like that. But I can tell you this, as Shanahan is talking about how he's going to mix in Brian Robinson Jr. around CMC, and I guess you could say Isaac Garendo too, and I guess you could say the rookie Jordan James out of Oregon. You know, there's a lot of guys that he can mix in. There's a lot of pressure you think that he could take off Christian McCaffrey in low leverage situations. He's saying all the right things right now, but what happens when he gets into the fog of war? And he's in a game, and he's feeling the pressure of that game. He never goes away from Christian McCaffrey. He's going to have to a little bit this year. He's going to have to. Red Jet coming in with a little super today. She's got some snaps for Juwan being back. Snaps out for the tribe. She wants y'all to smash that like button. If you would do that for me, I would appreciate it. If you do that for Red Jet, I'm going to tell you right now, we got 100 more people watching right now than we have likes right now, which means, I mean, it's pretty easy to just tap that thumbs up button. So easy. Thank you very much for participating in something that is easy. I mean, let Garendo heal 100%. He seems to have a lingering shoulder injury. Look, Alexander Boy Productions, he's fragile. I mean, until he proves not fragile, he's fragile. Hopefully he's not that fragile. Hopefully there's no fragility from Christian McCaffrey this year. And hopefully Brian Robinson, when he's out there, he gives something for Shanahan to really look at and think, I can win with this guy too. And by the way, I say that at disadvantage to my own fantasy football team. With my first pick in the first round, I took Christian McCaffrey last night. I'm not going to spend a lot of time telling you about my fantasy football team, and I don't really want to hear that much about yours either. But I figured, you know, A, I like McCaffrey in a bounce back year, and B, with me watching every snap of the 49ers, I might as well have a little something in it for me as well. So hopefully Christian McCaffrey has a huge year for the Niners and for me. That'd be really nice. Shanahan said he doesn't like to mix running backs. Well, I don't know if you exist in a league where you can ask a guy to go out there and get the lion's share of carries over 17 games anymore. It just, that world doesn't exist. So however Shanahan felt about it, whatever Kyle believes, it is time for him to evolve. You know, stubbornness in the name of this is how I see the world and this is the way I want to do things, it hasn't equaled a championship, not yet. So he should be open to evolving and having new ideas circulated in and a new running back circulated in. It has to happen. Now, Ryan, regular Ryan, says everyone send in supers just to make force Damon to talk about your fantasy team. I mean, I'll do it if it comes in the form of super. Sure, I'll talk all about your fantasy teams. But otherwise, best thing I ever heard about fantasy football is a lot like masturbating. I'm glad that you enjoy it, but I really don't want to hear about it. Cheers. This week is going to go by so quickly. I mean, here it is. It feels like a Monday. It's not. It's already Tuesday. Thank you very much, Labor Day. Then we're going to get to our first football game of the year. Yeah. We got Eagles. We got Cowboys. We got that coming up on Thursday night. And then week one, baby, is Sunday. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. You like that line about fantasy football and jerking off, don't you? Thank you. Joe says, I cannot wait for the watch party. Well, be liked, be subscribed, hit that notify. And you're right, Red Jet, we got Friday Night Lights in Brazil. Oi, tutu bang. That's right. We got Chargers and Chiefs on Friday night in Brazil. You know, we might have to do some non-49er watch parties together since we're all going to be watching these standalone games together. Why not? If I can get a little permission from Jillian and she's willing to put the boys to bed without me, yeah, we'll do a couple watch parties that are non-Niner related this year. Why wouldn't we, for goodness sakes? Why wouldn't we? Sickos. Yep. Absolutely. Let's do it. Joe Sullivan. Again, I'm going to have to get permission. I have to get permission from Jillian. Because when I'm down here hanging out with you, that means she's surrounded by two little boys. Dude, it was... We've got our four-year-old spent basically Labor Day weekend naked on a slip and slide. Like, Ozzy, put some freaking underpants on. Ozzy, put some swimming trunks on. No, he just wanted to go commando. So we let him. I mean, what are you going to do? Oh. All right. One other bit of 49ers news to tell you about here while we, as always, say eat at Ike's and go and get yourself a best poured Guinness in San Francisco at the Dublin or West Portal. Kendrick Bourne, that old chestnut. Kendrick Bourne was at the facility on Monday, but he left without a signed contract. Now, I don't know if Kendrick Bourne left the Bay Area or if he just went across the street to the hotel to hang out for a little while because the 49ers are calling somebody up and adding somebody and waving somebody every other day. So I don't know if Kendrick Bourne's going to be a part of this team. If he were, you'd think you'd want him a little coached up and ready to go week one in Seattle because you know that there's no DeMarcus and there's no Brandon Ayuk, obviously. And let's see what Juwan Jennings can really give this team coming off of a calf injury. Air quotes. Don't know really what to believe there. Oh, by the way, let me get my Sleeper watermark back up in that top corner. Again, check out Sleeper and use promo code Damon when you sign up. Here, I'll let this do all the talking for me. Look at that nice little banner right there. Get a $100 deposit, up to $100. Use promo code Damon. Thanks so much. Again, it's good to have football back. More eyeballs on the channel, more sponsors coming to the channel, more attention, more revenue. And our goal is to be at 50,000 subs by the bye week. That gives us 14 weeks to get there. Bye week is week 14. That calls for some aggressive growth. It's like 3,200 subs in 14 weeks. That would be a big, big, big spout of growth for the channel. I'd love you to help me get there. If you would, please tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. And tell Kendrick Bourne to stick around because, you know, who knows when that guy's going to be needed. By the way, I'm this excited about Kendrick Bourne being a 49er again. Zero. So, well, it's a does or doesn't situation. Wasn't it good to have college football back this weekend? Wasn't it great to have college football back? First of all, a record 3.5 million eyeballs for college game day. Lee Corso's last headgear stunt, his official goodbye. By the way, not a minute too soon, right? I mean, I love Lee Corso, but you can't even really understand him at this point. So it was time for him to go. It really was. It was time for Lee Corso to go 3 years ago, if we're being completely honest. But the send-off was lovely. It was heartfelt. He picked the winner. By the way, Ohio State just befuddled Archie Manning and Texas. I mean, it was a baptism by fire for sure for Arch, but he also played poorly. And he was just off his spot, and he was not comfortable, and he was throwing behind wide-open dudes. He was skipping passes. It was a bad day for the Manning family's reputation. I'm not here to throw Arch out with the bathwater quite yet. That was, again, a baptism by fire if there ever was one. He's going up against former NFL defensive coordinators who are running exotic things that he'd never seen before defensively at him. So it was a rough one. I'm not here to tell you that Texas is a no-account, overrated, overhyped football team. Ohio State, by the way, as impressive as that win was, that's the least amount of offense Ohio State has had in a football game in years. So it wasn't like that was a nothing to worry about at Ohio State level win against quality opponent for sure, but that was a big first game. It was a big first kickoff, and everyone was into it, and Lee Corso got it right. How about Bill Belichick's tenure at North Carolina? That was exciting for about 10 minutes. If we're being totally honest, with all the pregame hype and all of the celebrities, my goodness, that were hanging around that Tar Heel football program, they had Michael Jordan, they had Lawrence Taylor. Like, if you went to UNC and you're a big deal, you were at that football game, and it was seriously like the greatest hour of Tar Heel football in my lifetime, as long as you include about 50 minutes of pregame. And then 10 minutes of actual game, UNC comes out, scores on its first possession, up 7-0, and then they get absolutely stomped by TCU the rest of the way. By the way, great for Sonny Dykes, right? Sonny Dykes used to be at Cal, now head coach at TCU. Sonny Dykes, man. He put it on Bill Belichick. And after the game, he was talking about, yeah, we were pissed. Like, nobody even mentioned that we were in this game. That's how much of a Bill Belichick love fest that this was. And we were pissed, and my team was pissed. Whooped Bill Belichick's ass to the point where I don't know if Jordan Hudson broke up with him last night. I mean, that was embarrassing. And when you think about it, here's a guy with 6 Super Bowls, one of the most impressive coaching resumes in the history of the NFL. And at his age, with his pretty young girlfriend, he should be sitting on a beach in a chair, sipping a Mai Tai, looking at his pretty young girlfriend wearing a bikini, willing to have sex with him for financial reasons that I cannot comprehend. Ugh. Bill Belichick could have been on a beach hanging out with a pina colada and a 25-year-old little hottie. But nope, he decided to get back into coaching so Sonny Dykes could kick his ass on ESPN while the whole world was watching and laughing at him. Is that good? Is that fun? Do you think Bill Belichick is enamored with doing this today as he wakes up? Is he like, oh man, cannot wait to get back to the hill, to the Chapel Hill. Let's go, Chapel Bill. Duh. You wanted it, Bill? You got it. You got it, buddy. Congrats, Damon, on the new sponsor. I think the watch parties will get us to our goal of 50K. Go Plus. Go Niners. 12 wins this year. Smash that like. My favorite thing about that is you called it our goal, Joe. And that means so much to me. It really does. And I feel the love. I feel the dedication. I feel the intense loyalty from this community that we've built over here. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And this is our goal together. This is you. This is me. By the way, this is over 200 people in the room watching us live right now, but we're not even at 100 likes yet. Hit that like button, my friends. We're on to Charlotte. Here's the thing. Cincinnati still works, but he's got to say we're onto the University of Cincinnati. Like, he can't even say we're onto the Bengals anymore. By the way, I picked up Joe Burrow for my fantasy team, so I'll be watching more Bengals football than I think anybody actually wants to. Again, I won't keep telling you about my fantasy team. You don't want to hear about it. I don't really want to tell you about it. By the way, it didn't take very long for Kalen DeBoer to hit the hot seat in Tuscaloosa, right? Florida State stuns Alabama. And what was stunning about it was how just out of their depth Alabama looked, how much they got their asses kicked on the line of scrimmage. I watched quite a bit of that Florida State-Alabama game. And, look, DeBoer's already on the hot seat. Now you're saying, Damon, how could 0-1 already get you on the hot seat? Well, just take a look at it. In his last 10 games, as Alabama's head coach, Kalen DeBoer is 5-5. 5-5 over any 10-game stretch at Alabama means you're on a hot seat. And then it gets even worse when you see that you take DeBoer out of Tuscaloosa. You take him off Bryant-Denny Stadium. What is that? Nick Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium. He's 1-5 in his past 6 away games. This is not Alabama. This is not acceptable in Tuscaloosa. You got Florida State's quarterback printing T-shirts that say Saban isn't coming to help you. And they're selling like hotcakes. What a world. What a world we live in, where quarterbacks are now printing fuck you guy T-shirts after beating a team. That's incredible. That's really incredible. So Florida State, big win. Alabama, bad loss. Indiana. Here's how different the world we're living in now than it was 2 years ago. Indiana is actually upset that it didn't stack enough style points in their first win of the season. I mean, style points being associated with how I'm watching Indiana football, I never even thought of such a thing, but it's true. It's not even good enough for Indiana to beat a school anymore. You got to kick its ass. It's a different world we're living in. Anyways, it wasn't the greatest win in the history of wins, but Indiana did start 1-0. The Fernando Mendoza era off to a 1-0 start. But man, it's not nearly as exciting as the 1-0 start that Cal is enjoying. When's the last time Cal had a freshman quarterback that was kind of the talk of the college football world? What is his name? Jaron Kaway Sagapolatele? It's a mouthful. It's a mouthful. Let's call him JKS. That's what they're going with. Jaron Kaway Sagapolatele. It was rolling off Dave Fleming's tongue. He had that call for ESPN. And they went up to Oregon State and they whooped the Beavers' ass. And their freshman quarterback looked incredible. He completed his first nine passes. He ended up with 234 yards and three touchdowns in the air. I mean, he didn't miss a throw all game. And if we were putting together the week one college football, this guy might be a pro based on this pass alone highlight reel. JKS threw four of the 10 best passes over the college football weekend. He really was putting just dots on guys. He was unbelievable. He was fantastic. Now, should you go overboard with one performance in Corvallis against a just trying to field a team, Oregon State Beavers team? No. I mean, there will be hard days coming. I promise you there will be hard days coming for JKS. But man, let me just say, if Arch Manning had played like Cal's freshman quarterback did in his first road start, because that was Arch's first road start. He's gotten two starts at Texas. First road start at Buckeye Stadium, at Ohio Stadium. That's a big ask. It really is. But man, had Arch Manning played like that, there'd be talk about shutting him down right now because he's guaranteed to be the number one overall. You put a true freshman's performance in a Texas Longhorn uniform, you put a Cal true freshman performance in a Texas Longhorn uniform, today everyone is saying that, without a doubt, Arch Manning is the greatest quarterbacking prospect since Andrew Luck, bar none. Had he played like Cal's quarterback. But very exciting. Very exciting start for the football season. I got to tell you, I watched a USC game against Montana State or something like that. USC blew, it was an uncompetitive game, but I stuck around to watch it because our friend Guy Haberman was on the call. So I stuck around for Guy's call. We got Chicago Jason saying, Damon, I'm glad I'm got through season one of Hunting Wives before football season started. Two trashy thumbs up. Isn't that a gloriously trashy show? It's gloriously trashy. Enjoy it. And isn't the chick hot who is, she was in The Watchmen? She's hot. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. Like, that's a really attractive woman. She's played the bad girlfriend in a ton of Cameron Diaz movies. Otis Bird says, speaking of Dave Fleming, what a travel schedule for him these past few days. Does the Cal-Oregon State game on Saturday, then he calls the Giants game at Oracle on Sunday, then he called the Giants game in Colorado yesterday. I'm going to tell you this, too. I spent enough time over the years talking to Joe Starkey to know that the Corvallis airplane trip is one of the hardest ones to take. There's not a lot of flights out of Corvallis. So, yeah, Dave's travel schedule was probably a tight one. I'm glad he made it. Maybe Dave's flying private. I don't know. I don't think Dave is flying private. Not yet. He ain't there yet. By the way, IMTP, better known as Jude is going to be spinning vinyl for us at the Dubliner for Plus Mania. ITMP stands for In the Mix Productions. My man's a DJ. We got together at the Dubliner to plan some Plus Manias coming up. It's coming. I'll tell you about it in just a second. By the way, if college football over this weekend felt a tad more professional than it used to, there's a reason for that. How about this? Douglas Charles of Bro Bible put some numbers together. Last year, college football players were estimated to have earned $1 billion through NIL. This year, that number is projected to go up to $1.9 billion. Nearly $2 billion being paid to college football players. By the way, where was all this money going before that happened, right? Before they were getting that, where was all this money going? Seriously, where was it going? $2 billion. In 2026, or another way to say it, next year, the projection goes nearly to $2.5 billion, then up to $2.6 billion in 2027. Interestingly, Forbes points out athletes who transferred in the December window saw their earnings rise by 61.5%. If you're wondering why the transfer portal is bonkers, it's because the money and the NIL deals that are attached to it are bonkers. Man, you go have a decent football season for a middling program, you're going to have some major program throwing money at you in the transfer portal, almost guaranteed. There's a part of me that likes it and says it's about time. There's another part of me that says too much, too fast, too soon, and this won't be good in the long run. If you transferred in the spring portal window, you got a 13.6% increase. So you can expect the December transfer portal to just be bonkers from here on out. You're not going to be able to identify a team from season to season anymore. There's going to be so many moving parts. So many. So just prepare yourselves for it. Prepare thyself. But seriously, I mean, you just watch college football and it's just got more of a professional feel to it now than before. It really does. It just looks like bigger, faster, stronger, more sophisticated offenses, defenses everywhere you look. You got more NFL coordinators at major programs installing NFL concepts all over the place. You know, college football and the NFL used to look a lot different. You know, diversity of offenses. Now it's like everybody's just running pro stuff. Everybody. It's college embracing pro stuff along with pros embracing some collegiate concepts. So it all looks very similar. It really, really does. Okay. I promise we're not going to talk about them very long, but we are going to do this just for giggles, all right? Because San Francisco Giants, are we really going to do this? Are we really doing this, San Francisco Giants? Because I need a few things to watch before football officially begins on Thursday night and a couple more Giants games as they're playing well. Sounds like an okay other thing to watch to me. And all I can tell you right now, for some reason, the Giants are hitting home runs and playing good baseball. Enough of it to maybe have saved Bob Melvin's job here at the end of the year. They're actually back to 500 at 69-69. Right on. 8-2 in their last 10 games. Their playoff chances are a whopping 1.8%. But they're now officially five games back in the Mets for the National League's final wildcard spot. They would need to leapfrog the Cincinnati Reds as well on the way to catching the Mets. But you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah, I am. It's slim to none, but it's better than none. Slim is still in play. And by the way, just, you know, new guys to watch, new things to watch. Is there something here? Is there something not there? We don't see an awful lot of production from the young guys that are called up from the Giants farm system. And this brings us to Drew Gilbert, who, like, okay, Drew Gilbert. Drew Gilbert had a career-high 4 hits in Colorado on Labor Day. He had one of San Francisco's 3 home runs with Willie Adames, who continues to swing a good bat, and Rafael Devers, who's officially like on his first hot streak in a Giants uniform. The Giants have now hit home runs in 15 consecutive games. That ties the longest stretch in the majors this season. Like, what? Giants? Home runs? Power? We haven't seen things like this in a Giants uniform since the heart of the steroid era in 2001. That's the last time the Giants hit home runs in 15 straight games. So we'll see. We'll see if they can keep it going. And if you want to keep a good thing going with the Giants, you want to send Logan Webb to the Hill. And guess what? That's what's happening at Coors Field this evening. Logan Webb takes the ball at Coors Field. So keep it up, San Francisco Giants. I freaking dare you. Keep stacking wins. See what happens. Again, it's slim to none, but slim is still in the running. So let's see what happens. Speaking of in the running for love, as always, Chef A is with us. Giants be rolling. And speaking of rolling, that reminds me, it's time to stay safe, kids. Oh, we love our safety meetings. And let me tell you, we officially need everybody who is interested in attending the next Plus Mania to listen up right now and grab a pencil. I think this is actually going to be easy for you, though, because our next Plus Mania is officially happening at the Dubliner with my man Jude spinning vinyl in the corner or up top, wherever he wants to set up. Kenny already said, yeah, man, set it up. Our next Plus Mania is October 4th, and I thought I'd give you a start time that you'd remember. 4:20. Huh? Plus Mania, what is it, 6? Are we at Plus Mania 6, or is this 7? Plus Mania happens October 4th at 4:20. So, you know, I'll get there around 4 o'clock, and we'll be outside getting safe. We're all going to get very, very safe before we walk into the Dubliner together. Plus Mania, Saturday, October 4th, 4:20. So the Rams and 49ers play the Thursday before. So there's a Thursday Rams 49ers game Thursday night that week. Then on October 4th at 4:20, which is Saturday, we're going to hang out at the Dubliner West Portal. Kenny knows we're coming. He's going to be ready for us. We're going to have some vinyl spinning. We're going to have some college football on, and we're going to get together. We're going to hang out. We're going to order some pizzas, maybe something from Ike's to be delivered. Hopefully they got the hot dog stand set up out front that day. It's going to be a great time. We're going to try to get Larry Kruger there. I'm going to try to get Paulie Mack there. I'm going to try to get Guy Haberman there. I'm going to try to get all of our friends there for a little Plus Mania. John Lund, I'd love to see him there. Can we get Sammy to fly up from LA? Can we get Cyrus to drive up from wherever he is down in Half Moon Bay? We'll try to get him there. It's gonna be lit, as the kids say. We might even have to bring in the squeaky disco ball. That feels like I'm threatening a club plus, doesn't it? Maybe this week to celebrate football. Otis Bird, we hope you're in, Otis. He says, gonna be dope. It's going to be dope. Yes, SG Sports Talk Channel. I'd love you to come. Are you 21? If you're 21, you can come. We need you to be 21, and we need you to be at the Dubliner West Portal October 4th at 4:20. Let's hang out together. What a cool little community we have built. The little community ain't so little anymore. It's growing, and I hope to see you there. Thank you in advance for making plans to come to Plus Mania. And again, support our sponsors. Again, when it comes to sponsoring the show, there's no one who has done it longer than my man Ike's. Sign yourself up for the Ike's Love Rewards program. You get a free sandwich when you sign up. You get prizes when you purchase, chips, drinks, all that good stuff. It's all available to you when you sign up for the Ike's Love Rewards program. Again, Plus Mania going down at the Dubliner West Portal, and a very happy hello and welcome to Sleeper, our brand new sponsor here. It's great to have Sleeper on board for the upcoming football season. It's the right place to experience and connect over sports together with a group of friends. You can all sign up together. You can be like plusers together inside of Sleeper. What do you play? What, you know, choose 2 or 8 of your favorite players. You got live in game. You got pregame. You got you can put parlays together across different sports. You can get great odds again at Sleeper. You can get up to a 100x payouts, 100 times x payouts, 100 times the payouts at Sleeper if you really go bonkers in your parlay. Have fun, as always. Have fun responsibly and use promo code Damon when you sign up. Get a 100% deposit match up to $100. Use code Damon. And again, you want to go ahead and really support the channel? Do that today. Sign up to Sleeper today using promo code Damon. That is a great way to help support the channel and what we're doing over here and have a little bit of fun, all available to you. Thanks to our new friends at Sleeper. It's great to have you aboard. It's great to have all of you here. And are you ready for today in history? Because it's an interesting day in history. An interesting day in history that starts with an interesting day of birthdays. Very interesting birthday day today. Happy 76th birthday to Terry Bradshaw. Now, Terry Bradshaw is a guy that I'd like to see off NFL pregames. I don't think he adds anything anymore. But Terry Bradshaw seems like a quirky, weird, complicated, great to grab a beer with type of a guy. So, Terry Bradshaw, happy birthday, 76. Please get off my TV. Jimmy Connors. The American tennis great Jimmy Connors turns 73 today. A guy who's been walking around his entire life with a handsome card in his back pocket, former USC quarterback, current star of like whatever NCIS is happening. Mark Harmon turns 73 today. Do I have that? Is it Mark Harmon? It's got to be 63, right? Hold on. Mark Harmon, 74. Mark Harmon is 74 today. He's still handsome as hell. Mark Harmon, 74. And all I'm going to tell you about Mark Harmon is you got to see the movie Stealing Away. It's an old movie. It's got Jodie Foster in it. It is just a love letter to like Cape Cod memories growing up. It's one of my favorite movies. It really is. Stealing Home, Mark Harmon, Jodie Foster, all sorts of warm and fuzzy feelings. And yes, of course, E. Scott Burns, Summer School. Summer School. No doubt. He's great in Summer School. But that's our guy, Mark Harmon. By the way, the Norse Niner says, shout out to my son, Isaiah. Is it Isaiah's birthday? It is. Isaiah is 8 today. Isaiah, sometimes we use some salty language. So I don't know if you should be watching the show entirely, but when around your father, it's great to have you here. Thank you, and happy birthday, young Mr. Isaiah. Isaiah Norse. It's great to have you here. And happy, happy birthday. Summer School is a great movie. I'm Dave. I'm Chainsaw. We'll see you at the movies. But an interesting day of birthdays. Don't stop there. Along with young Isaiah turning 8 years old today, we have Eric Dickerson turning 65. We have Keanu Reeves turning 60. We have former heavyweight world champion Lennox Lewis turning 60. One of the all-time hottest lives being lived in real time. Happy 58th birthday to Selma Hayek and the girls. Selma Hayek, happy 58th birthday. And then happy birthday to Cat Williams, comedian Cat Williams, turns 53 today as well. A very interesting day of birthdays. Again, Terry Bradshaw, Jimmy Connors, Mark Harmon, Eric Dickerson, Keanu Reeves, Lennox Lewis, Selma Hayek, Cat Williams. That's all over the place. Like, find me a better looking 58-year-old woman on the planet than Selma Hayek. I mean, good God. Like Selma Hayek right now could go to Fort Lauderdale and win a spring break bikini contest going up against 20-year-olds. It's good to be incredibly hot and only date billionaires. I think Selma Hayek is at the you better be billionaire with a yacht portion of her dating life. Legit. Yeah, Red Jet. Selma, still going strong. Geez, serious squad goals when I get home. Yeah, that's, yeah. And you know what? Without a doubt, Halle Berry still looking fantastic. Look, I don't know who's had work done. I don't know who's naturally beautiful. I don't know who's gotten what lifted, this tucked, that nipped. I don't care. Whatever those women are doing, it's working. By the way, on this day in 1666, if you were in London, it'd have been a lot more helpful if you had a bucket of water with you, because today in London, the Great Fire of London began accidentally in the house of the king's baker. Can you imagine that? Like, what'd the king do for you this year? Not a lot, but his baker burnt down almost half the whole fucking city. The Great Fire of London, it burned for 4 days. It destroyed a large part of London, including Old St. Paul's Cathedral. About 13,000 houses went up just for what? A loaf of baker bread? Thanks an awful lot, baker. We'll try not to swear anymore. Again, we got 8-year-old Isaiah in here. We don't, sorry about that, Isaiah. Shouldn't have sworn. Today in 1789, who would claim to be a Treasury agent who was not? If I can go a little Sean Connery from The Untouchables. Today in 1789, the U.S. Treasury Department was officially established. So happy birthday to the U.S. Treasury Department. Today in 1837, Samuel F.B. Morse patented his telegraph for sending messages. And that, boys and girls, is why they call it Morse code. Huh? Did we just learn something? I think we just learned something. Today in 1864, General Sherman took Atlanta after 4 weeks of fighting. That was Sherman's march, right? He basically came to Atlanta and just burned everything down on the way there. Strong. By the way, the regular Ryan wants you all to know, I watched From Dusk Till Dawn yesterday. Selma's a first overall draft pick in that movie. Yes, she is. She also is famous for what? Crossing the Street in Desperado? Or what is that? Was that movie called Desperado with Antonio Banderas playing the like mariachi band assassin? And, or is he fighting off mariachi band assassin? I can't remember, but Selma Hayek crossing the street, flipping her hair, and cleavage causing a car accident is a memorable scene. We rewound that and watched that a few times in college, for sure. Yeah, and her moment in From Dusk Till Dawn is like an all-time hottie moment. There's no doubt. No doubt about it. Today in 1901, Vice President Teddy Roosevelt gave us the phrase, speak softly and carry a big stick. He did it at the Minnesota State Fair. Speak softly, carry a big stick. That's one of the more famous presidential quotes of all time, right? Came from a vice president. He'd go on to become a president, also a teddy bear. So, you know, big things. Today in 1912, a guy named Arthur Rose Eldred was awarded the very first Eagle Scout honor badge by the Boy Scouts of America. I almost made it to Eagle Scout. Didn't quite make it there, but there you go. Happy birthday, Eagle Scouts everywhere. Today in 1945, you want to talk about a big moment in time? How about complete and unconditional surrender from Japan? Today in 1945, Japan formally surrendered, ending World War II. That's a big moment in time, wouldn't you say? Today in 1963, the CBS Evening News expanded from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. It wouldn't take very long, by the way, for then NBC to follow suit and expand from 15 to 30 minutes as well. But in 1963, if we're looking for the death of journalism, that moment is part of it. You'd think, oh, no, 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 that was an embracing of journalism. But you know what really happened in that moment? Instead of giving you the news that you need in 15 minutes, it started becoming the news that would reassure you or the news that would keep you watching. Therefore, the gravity of the news went from actual newsworthy events to, you know, cat fashion show. Now, I don't think we went to like cat fashion show, you know, in the first 30-minute episode of CBS Evening News in 1963. Like, they still had Brokaw. They still had, who's the single greatest newsman of all time? Walter Cronkite. You know, Walter Cronkite wasn't giving you the cat fashion show, but the need to fill time probably dumbed down, you know, the quality of news you're receiving as much as anything else. It's sort of like sports talk radio. The need to fill 4 hours makes that show worse than what you get right here when I don't waste a minute of your time trying to stretch and carry you to another quarter hour. We don't do that over here. We tell you what you need to know, then we send you on your way, and you can come and access what you need to know whenever you need it, when it's convenient for you. I'm not telling you to start the show because my show starts at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can start it whenever you want to yourself. Speaking of moments in broadcasting, today in 1985, NBC began broadcasting in stereo. So there you go. Big day for broadcasting, big day for news, big day for hot women with great breasts, big day for a group of very famous athletes, big day for all of us because we are closer to Maximum. It's a really, really big day for the channel because we welcome in a new sponsor, our good friends at Sleeper. And let me just ask one more time for you to check out our good friends at Sleeper. Get a $100 deposit and match up to $100 by using promo code Damon. The link is in the description of this video right now. Use promo code Damon, D-A-M-O-N. I hope to see you right back here at 11 a.m. West Coast time when we get going on Wednesday. But before that, we'll even have Niners Wake Up. Yours truly and Larry Kruger. We'll be talking about Plus Mania over there as well. And I hope you plan on joining us October 4th, 4:20. Easy enough to remember start time for you? 4:20, October 4th? At the Dubliner West Portal. In the meantime, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for being a part of this. Thanks to everyone who dropped a super on us today. And please do remember that sports don't build character. They reveal it. And like that, he's gone.